Okay, so you know how life throws those curveballs?
Yeah.
The ones that make you just want to shout from the rooftops because you're so happy, and then the ones that really like test you.
Totally.
But what's interesting to me is how these events, whether they're good or bad,
Yeah.
always impact our relationship.
Oh, absolutely. Like you think about it, getting married, having a kid, huge career changes, moving across the country, even experiencing loss. These things have a ripple effect.
Yes. And that's what we're diving into today,
Awesome.
how these huge life changes impact our relationships.
Love it.
We've been looking at some super insightful info from Davenport Psychology in Sarasota.
Okay.
They have this really interesting perspective on couples therapy and
Ooh.
how it can help couples going through these transitions.
Makes sense.
So think of this as our like exploration of how to get through these big life changes together,
I like it.
as a couple.
Yeah.
And we really want to like pull out the most useful and practical tips from Davenport Psychology's work
Cool.
so you can get a better picture of how these changes affect your relationship, and then you can take steps to make things smoother.
I'm in.
So let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Major life events, they don't just cause these surface level changes.
Where are they going?
They really trigger these like deeper shifts in a relationship.
That's true.
Like Davenport Psychology really emphasizes the stress and the
Yeah.
anxiety and the uncertainty
For sure.
that these big events bring up.
Yeah, think about it. Even those exciting changes, like getting married or having a baby, they can still totally shake things up in a relationship. You know, throw off the routine and all the expectations you had.
And Davenport Psychology points out
Yeah.
that while some transitions can actually bring you closer
All
together,
right.
others can lead to communication breakdowns and emotional distance.
It's so true. And the thing is, when we're stressed, our brains just don't work as well. It's harder to interpret our partner's actions correctly, even in normal everyday conversations. So misunderstandings are just way more likely during times of change. It's not always about incompatibility. Sometimes it's just the pressure.
Makes sense. It's like when you're running on empty,
Yeah.
you just have less patience.
Totally.
You're more likely to snap at your partner.
Exactly.
And Davenport Psychology really highlights how communication can suffer during these times.
Oh, for sure.
It makes sense though, right?
It
When you're
does.
overwhelmed,
Yeah.
clear and empathetic communication just feels impossible.
I know exactly what you mean. It's like you don't even have the energy for it. And when you throw in all these heightened emotions and constantly changing priorities, it's so easy to misinterpret what your partner is saying or doing.
And Davenport Psychology emphasizes the importance of therapy in these
Oh,
moments
yeah, big time.
because it provides that safe space to actually talk about things.
Yeah.
And it's neutral.
Yes.
You can express your feelings without being judged or attacked,
It's huge.
which is so important because, let's be honest,
Yeah.
when you're dealing with sleep deprivation or job insecurity
Totally.
or any of those stressful things, it's
Right.
hard to share your feelings
It
because you don't want to seem weak or like you're not supportive.
Right.
But Davenport Psychology points out that therapists can actually teach communication skills,
They can.
like active listening, learning how to avoid blame,
Yeah.
and expressing your emotions in a healthy way.
Which is so important for the long term, too.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just about resolving the current conflict.
Right.
It's about building those skills
Yeah.
so you can tackle future challenges as a team.
Exactly. Like Davenport Psychology gives this great example of a new baby. You can imagine how resentment could build if one partner feels overwhelmed with childcare and the other partner feels ignored. The therapy can help you talk about those needs, you know, the need for rest, for support, for appreciation, while still maintaining that connection.
And it's not just about communication.
Yeah.
It's also about acknowledging that stress is just a part of life.
It is.
And it's a part of any big change,
For sure.
whether it's the excitement of planning a wedding
Yeah.
or the difficulty of a health crisis, it impacts everyone involved,
Absolutely.
both individually and as a couple. And Davenport Psychology asks this great question:
Okay.
how can couples actually use that stress to strengthen their bond
Right.
instead of letting it tear them apart?
I love that.
And the article highlights how therapy can help with that
Okay.
by helping each partner understand
Yeah.
how stress is affecting them personally, right, physically, emotionally, mentally, and then how that stress is playing out in the relationship.
That's so important.
It is. And it goes beyond just talking about your feelings.
Well,
Davenport Psychology mentions that therapists can teach you tools to manage stress, like relaxation techniques, mindfulness exercises, or even problem-solving skills you can use together.
Exactly.
And they really emphasize the power of emotional support.
Oh, absolutely.
During those stressful times.
Like when you're dealing with a job loss or a family crisis.
Yeah.
Davenport Psychology says it's crucial for partners to understand and validate each other's emotions.
Yeah.
To create that safe space.
Exactly.
Where you can offer comfort.
Right.
And reassurance. And make sure your partner feels understood.
It's like being each other's anchor.
I love that.
And one thing that Davenport Psychology mentions that I think is so important is that everyone reacts to change differently.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What one person finds exciting.
Yeah.
Might totally stress out the other person.
Totally. You might have one partner who wants to talk about every detail, you know?
Yeah.
Process it out loud. And the other partner needs time to think alone before they're ready to talk.
Exactly.
And if you don't acknowledge and respect those differences, it can cause a lot of friction.
It can. And Davenport Psychology gives some great examples.
Okay.
Like, what happens if your partner shuts down emotionally when they're stressed?
Right.
Your instinct might be to try and get them to talk.
Yeah.
But the article suggests that therapy can help you learn better ways to approach them.
Okay.
To create that feeling of safety so they're more likely to open up eventually.
I see. And what if it's the other way around?
Mm-hmm.
What if you need to talk things out?
Yeah.
But your partner needs space.
Right.
You can learn how to give them that space without feeling rejected.
Yeah.
Or like you're not connected.
Exactly.
Understanding those coping mechanisms is so important.
It is.
To avoid unnecessary conflict.
Absolutely.
It's about being a team.
Yeah.
Even if you approach things differently.
Yeah.
It's about working towards the same goal.
Right. And in the midst of all this change and stress, it's easy to neglect something so crucial.
Okay, what's that?
Emotional intimacy.
Right.
When you're just trying to manage the day to day.
Yeah.
It's easy to put intimacy on the back burner.
It's true. You think, oh, we'll get back to that later.
Exactly.
When things calm down.
Yeah. But the problem is that neglect can lead to loneliness and frustration.
Totally.
And it can really damage the foundation of your relationship.
Absolutely. And Davenport Psychology really emphasizes that therapy can help rebuild that connection.
Okay.
They talk about exercises and discussions.
Right. That help couples reconnect emotionally.
Like you have to be intentional about it.
You do.
You have to make time for intimacy.
Especially when life is crazy.
Yeah.
And Davenport Psychology gives some good ideas.
Like what?
Scheduling date nights or having regular check-ins with each other.
Even when you're exhausted from moving or having a new baby.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just about those planned moments.
Right.
It's about developing shared coping strategies for the everyday stress that comes with big changes.
And Davenport Psychology talks about how therapy can help with that.
Okay.
It can give you tools
to
manage stress both individually and as a couple.
Like having a plan.
Yeah.
For dealing with those rough patches.
Exactly.
And they give examples like creating a system for chores when you're both feeling overwhelmed.
So helpful.
Or setting boundaries and asking for help from friends and family and staying organized.
All those things.
Yeah. The key is that these are shared strategies.
Yes.
It's not just one person's responsibility to manage all the stress.
Davenport Psychology really highlights the importance of mutual support. Knowing your partner has your back.
Yeah.
That's what prevents resentment.
Exactly. And it allows you to face challenges as a team.
As a unit.
And finally, Davenport Psychology talks about something super important.
Okay.
Setting future goals together. Because major life changes often force you to reevaluate what really matters to you, both as individuals and as a couple.
Like when you're thinking about retirement.
Yeah.
Or a career change.
Or starting a family.
It's a good time to make sure you're on the same page.
Absolutely.
Mm.
And Davenport Psychology says therapy can be really helpful for this.
Okay.
Because it gives you a structure to talk about your priorities and your dreams and to make decisions together about your future.
So you're both moving in the same direction.
Exactly. And the benefit of setting joint goals
Yeah.
Is that it reduces uncertainty and it minimizes conflict down the road.
Because you've already had those conversations and made those decisions together.
You're not caught off guard.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, it's clear that big life changes don't have to be relationship enders.
No, they don't.
With the right approach and support, they can actually make your relationship stronger.
I love that.
And the key takeaways from Davenport psychology are all about understanding how these changes impact us.
Right.
Individually and as a couple, prioritizing communication, managing stress as a team, respecting each other's coping styles, nurturing intimacy,
so important,
developing shared coping strategies,
for sure,
and setting goals for the future together.
Love it.
And we want to leave you with this
as
you think about all this.
Yeah.
Which of these areas resonates most with you?
Good question.
Communication, stress management, coping styles, intimacy, shared strategies, future goals. Which one feels most relevant to your life right now?
Right.
Or to the changes you're anticipating?
Yeah.
And how can you focus on that area to strengthen your relationships?
I think the biggest takeaway here is that these challenges are not just individual hurdles. They're shared experiences.
Yeah.
And when you navigate them together with support and understanding, they can actually bring you closer.
Absolutely.
And make your bond even stronger.
They can.